Triggers are like little psychic explosions that crash through avoidance and bring the dissociated, avoided trauma suddenly, unexpectedly back into consciousness. Quote by Carolyn Spring. We are collectively experiencing fear and anxiety over what is happening in the world today. I'm using this time of reflection to nurture my recently discovered life purpose of sharing the resources I used on my healing journey, which began in 2014. Many of us right now are sheltering in place with no distractions and also no escape. This forced stillness can be torturous and painful, especially for those still struggling from the effects of a toxic childhood. I'm hoping to alleviate some of that pain by sharing information that helped me, and I hope this information is a doorway to your own healing journey or be the wind at your back if you are already on a healing path. Today's podcast is about emotional triggers. What are emotional triggers? They are hyper-reactive places deep inside you that become activated by someone's behaviors or comments or basic daily life experiences. When triggered, you may freak out, withdraw, be hurt, be angry, respond aggressively, all actions that you will probably regret later. Your reaction is so intense because you're defending against a painful feeling that has suddenly resurfaced. Your emotional triggers are wounds that need to heal. They are based on fears and not reality. Being frequently triggered, the way I used to be, is exhausting and painful, especially for those of us who are sensitive and empathic. I always had a very short fuse, which is always a symptom of a problem with emotional triggers. Emotional triggers can be anything: people, words, opinions, situations, any of that that provokes an intense, uncontrollable emotional reaction within us. How can we tell when we're being triggered? Racing heart, rapid breathing, face becoming hot and red, clenched jaw and fists, detachment or numbness, also called dissociation, or sweating. That physical reaction, or those physical reactions, are usually followed by intense emotions, such as hatred, disgust, fear, anger, terror, grief, and always results in self-protective behavior, such as shouting, arguing, insulting, hiding, crying, or any other overreaction. That was all me for many years. Seeing, talking about, or thinking about my parents would often trigger me. As a child, I was both fearful and uncomfortable going to my parents for validation or reassurance. Over and over, I got the message that they cannot and will not be emotionally there for me. Before my healing journey began, whenever I was around my parents, I felt their emotional chaos, their self-loathing and indifference, and I absorbed it all. I was triggered by their guilt trips, lack of attention, covert manipulation, silent treatment, and meaningless conversation. I would often become irrationally defensive when they did their quote-unquote comparison to other people routines, and they did that often, and that was targeted to make me feel bad. To top it off, they are all very charming, sociable people and well-liked by those who don't live with them. This combination of rage, confusion, and loneliness would choke me. I would also feel very confused and guilty for having this kind of resentment. So I learned that expecting help is a painful setup for a bitter disappointment and learned to avoid it at all costs. Before my healing journey began, fear of needing help and fear of being disappointed was a trigger for me, and my suppressed rage would surface when people would come up to me and tell me how wonderful my parents are. That made me very anxious, and I avoided real connections. The ingenuity of self-deception is inexhaustible, wrote essayist Hannah Moore in 1881. The act of rationalizing is so automatic that to heal, the first and best thing you can do is recognize when it happens and choose to consider what else is causing you to react to these triggers. You need to identify the emotional triggers, which will help bring clarity as to what provokes you. When you identify what is triggering you and why you are feeling a certain way in the moment, you give yourself a chance to observe what is happening instead of absorbing the chaos around you. When you have more clarity on what you need or what you want and what you want to ask for, you then have the power to change your circumstances. Some common emotional triggers that we may experience when we interact with people personally or professionally. Feelings like rejection, abandonment, helplessness, somebody being needy or smothering you, blame and shame, judgmental or critical behavior or words, someone trying to control you. All those will provoke a physical and emotional reaction if you are not aware of triggers. Ask yourself some questions. Why are you feeling this way? Why are you annoyed? What annoys you? What brings you peace? What brings you joy? What brings you happiness? What irritates you? Asking what and why is a first step in getting clarity as to how you can control your triggers. You were taught to judge and fear your emotions. We need to stop. No matter what your parents taught you about hiding emotions and repressing them, if you don't recognize your feelings, you can't change them. And this will negatively impact your relationships, your job performance, and overall happiness. And it can last a lifetime. Growing up, I was a puppet, and I was constantly manipulated by my toxic parents and their feelings of anger, guilt, and fear. Even though it was not obvious, my life was turbulent and filled with self-sabotage. One of the last things I need to practice not reacting to internally is people who display passive-aggressive behavior. It's a painful reminder of what I experienced. When I encounter that, I'm often quick to write them off. I won't visibly react, but I will put considerable distance between me and them. Often permanently, but I am trying to change that and cut people some slack. It is really worth putting in the effort to explore your emotional triggers. The more aware you are, the less you will be controlled by the unconscious pain that was installed in you when you were very young. And it's not difficult to actually explore your triggers. The hardest part is committing to the process of healing and change. Simply put, we need patience. And we must truly believe the process of healing is worth it. It is something I have to work at regularly and practice every day to diminish the effects of daily life events that can trigger me. When you heal your triggers, it's getting another big boulder off your shoulder. And you won't be thrown off or drained by people and situations, both personally and professionally. They will still be annoying. Trust me, I know. But they won't have the power to zap your positive energy. The more you'll heal your emotional triggers, the more free you will be from toxic people. There is always going to be a sacrifice on the path of healing. I learned to reduce the negative thoughts that kept me stuck in a bitter cycle, preventing me from growing and delaying any ability to live an authentic life, and made it very challenging to find true purpose. When I reduced those negative thoughts, my real self came to the surface. Becoming a master at identifying and releasing emotional triggers is one of the most important life skills you can nurture on your path to creating a true, meaningful, purpose-driven life. Release those emotional triggers. They hold you back from your true potential. And when you do, you will get more of what you truly want. This is Tammy Atman with the Stuck Stops Here. I hope to connect again soon.